responsible. You are responsible for whatever you do. The rest is not your responsibility, but the rest is here. And it's always a combination. Okay? About the rest of this universe, we don't need your judgment. It is out of you. Forget all those nonsenses. Come back to yourself. Accept the responsibility of whatever you do. Therefore, to us, it's a combination. I am responsible for whatever goes wrong, and I'm thankful to God for whatever goes right. Very illogical, no? And it's very bad, you don't like it. But he said, this is what it is. You know why? Because if outside doesn't cooperate, so what? Are we going to punish the outside? Are we going to change the universe? This is not what we are here for. This is not a political party. We don't want to change the environment. The first day they said, okay, what's wrong with us? Why we don't feel good as you do? He said, because you're submerged in yourself. You cause it. That's why you're not happy. Social happiness is to get out of this ego, get out of this cage. He said it's a combination of jhana and tawakkul. Means I will try my best and I'm responsible for it, but the outcome, I hope he will help me and it will be good. If not, I accept it. This was the fourth story. Then, fifth story. Remember what was the fifth story?
The ambassador.
Yeah. Is that okay? These four stories is half of it, right? I'm talking about eight stories. Four stories is that the problem, the source of unhappiness is in us. We are unhappy because we are confused. We have two different sets of tools and we are confused. One set of tool is the animal life. Like other animals, we have a biological existence with all the problem of that. And that's the big problem. Because if it was, we'd see a lot of depressed animals. We don't see. The animal part is normal. We are confused because we have some human tools, but we use those tools for animalistic goals. I mean, we use our imagination and this possibility of communication economically. This is not for economy. This is for touching each other's soul. This is the other tool. So you should attend to this. That was the first four stories. Then he said, okay, now, if you understand this, if you have no problem with this, if you get it, let's talk about how could you change this. The story of the ambassador. Ambassador was a seeker. What kind of seeker was he? A silly one. He wanted something he didn't know what it is. He came and he was looking for the palace. He was looking for somewhere to park his horse and things like that. I said, That's the department of science. That's the department of the animal existence. In this department, happiness comes from something else. Here, happiness doesn't come from having or being able to. Because for the animal, is having is the competition, it's about the power, right? Being able to do something and having a lot. But here is not. Here is an enlightened heart. That caliph is sleeping over there and he has an enlightened. It's a different attitude. What kind of attitude it is? First, You as an ambassador, as an educated fellow, when you come to this class, what do you want? You want your question to be answered. Remember, you and your silly questions. What are your questions based on, really? You have only two kind of questions in your mind as an intelligent fellow. The first one is how, the second one is why. Is there anything else? Is it? First of all, about how. How? How what? You want to know how this thing happened? Oh, scientifically, of course, you will learn how to make yogurt from milk. Okay. That how is understandable, but here, we don't have that how. You know why? Because in here, making yogurt and feeding it to a hungry person and forgetting about it are all intertwined. It's not one how. Everything, how what? You could ask how when you are in the scientific universe. Over there, you will say, this one is good or bad? And they answer you, right? And you're used to it. And you want it to be answered. You say, excuse me, could somebody say love is good or bad? There is no good and bad over there. Since there are places, there is no good and bad. And everything relates to everything here. So you cannot isolate something. And let me talk about why. I will answer that why if you just answer me, why are you here? Do you know it? No. Is it an easy question to be answered? No. It's a long, long time. Okay? So, wait a minute. Do you remember the condition? You were supposed to be, to pass the state of yearning and being ready to learn. You want to learn or you want to play the role of opposition? Ah, that opposition role is very famous in scientific universe. Remember, the best attitude in the scientific universe is to doubt. Yes, doubt is the pillar of science. Whatever they tell you, you should doubt. He said, excuse me, I told you, this is another era. Here, we don't start with doubt. Because if you doubt, okay, we don't know anyone who even could try to prove love to you. You could always doubt it. Here is not that. Here our attitude is different. How different it is? In academic way, teacher and a student, they face each other. The student has the right to doubt and teacher has the duty to prove. Here, we don't have that kind of relationship. Here, master and the follower, they work together. Because there is only one path. There is one thing we are looking out for. Therefore, you should learn to stop these nonsenses, then I'll tell you what it is. This was one story. At the end of it, say, okay, if you're a good fellow and honestly understood to hear, now I can tell you the story. Our story is a story of love. Love is some sort of thought, because it's in imagination. It's like a parrot. This parrot is encaged by your merchant. This parrot should die to be free. When the parrot dies with fab and nyas, then the merchant will be saved. And that's that lovely story which, whenever you find time, and you want to go through those pages, read that one, because it's the loveliest one, really. Explanation of love. He said love is a gift, is in you, and your love is not in love with you. Your love seeks an exit from you to join the other free thought of loving in India. So it's out of you. But it's not that there is something out, you should go and find it. It's in you. You should try to let it free and follow your heart. First, you should free your love from the cage of your merchant, then follow the path of that heart. Then he said, and something else. Change your attitude. Your attitude is that you're going around and trying to make people like you. So you are a harp player who is playing for everyone to please everyone. First of all, you cannot please everyone. Then everyone is not worth it. Try to please Ha. Then you will realize that Ha, that's first of all worth it. Then I could. Why? Because it's not difficult to appreciate the most valuable thing in this universe, peace and change. So I'll do it. These were seven stories. The last one was back to the subject. I said, okay, now let me analyze you. Let's forget about the king and the handmaiden. Now let's say you are a combination of a man and a woman. Means? You are a combination of self and intelligence. These two, they don't go well with each other. They fight each other. Why? Remember, it starts with the woman, with the intelligence. Because intelligence is always looking for something is missing, and the shortages and things like that. So it always nags that, why everyone is happy, I'm not. Why is this, why is that? It starts like this. The other fellow, which is self, doesn't understand any of this. Has a different attitude and likes to be left alone, to be in peace. So they fight each other because both are wrong. Why both are wrong? Because they're fighting each other. They shouldn't confront your intelligence, should not confront your heart, but it is. Because your heart is in the business of giving, and your intelligence is the business of taking. Your intelligence wants to have more. The other part doesn't care about that. What is the solution to this fight, Milagi? There is a solution. Rumi told you the solution. My God, this is what I'm doing here. In the final story, he gave you all the answers. He said, okay, when they're fighting, you should step in. First, you should tell the woman, shut up. Why? Do you remember? My goodness, you should remember. He said, because intelligence is divorceable. Tell your intelligence that, hey, listen, Madam Intelligence, I'm first, you are second. I could live without you, but you don't exist without me. This was the first thing. Remember that divorce is very important, extremely important, because that's the divorce that never happened. It doesn't happen. It's like, do you remember the prophet and his son? God told him that you should kill your son for me, right? or the seed prophet. What?